My second artifact is a photo of an American driver's license, whereby the driver is wearing a colander, and the colander is the official headwear of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, or it's also known as Pastafarianism, and it's a empirical religious movement that protests specifically the teaching of intelligent design in public schools in the US, and it promotes the deity of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Many people see this religion as this, or this movement, as a mocking of real religion, whilst others, it's merely a social experiment in many ways to test where the line is on what can be even considered a legitimate or illegitimate religion. So the Church was introduced to me personally by another family member as an alternative view of what religion could be. And yet again, where this line is. This photo is significant though, because it shows that the colander has been recognized by the law in Arizona, at least, on a religious basis, as wearing the colander as religious headwear. So again, this whole idea of exploring where the law and personal liberties meet is very interesting to me, and where that boundary lies. So part of the purpose of the Church of the FSM is to prove this point that anyone can claim anything, given at least persuasive justification. It doesn't even have to be, let's say, truthful or legitimate. It just needs to be persuasive enough to prove its point. Because claims can still have value even if they are not correct, which I will speak about more in my third artifact. So this church believes that literal belief is not required in order to provide spiritual enlightenment, and that no level of actual or true belief is more or less legitimate than the other. And so this church meets all the criteria of what a religion should be, in that it has its own system of beliefs, ceremonies, rules for worship, it has followers, religious texts. So whether or not the rationale behind the Church of the FSM is accepted, it's completely within the eye of the beholder. It's completely subjective to whoever is criticizing the church. And so another outlook to consider is whether evidence, again, or justification at all is needed for a claim to have value, especially, I think, that in a religious context. The value comes from a sense of community, consolation, answers, and so actual integrity of the religious claim, let's say whether or not the Flying Spaghetti Monster is real, and we can say that for any other god from any other religion. That claim, in a sense, is negligible, because pure belief or fabrication, they can both be powerful if someone gets value from somewhat fully believing in this claim. And so this can be just as powerful as real truth, even if it isn't.